yeah, Radiotonic, sure, that's that sound.
One day, at some point in the future, this ancient and proud land that we call Australia will get a flag that it can truly call its own. And my God, am I fearing that day. I mean, have you seen some of these awful redesigns that people have been pushing? But let me take you to my Zen place. And salute the flag of the Northern Territory. There are many things that set Territorians apart, and somewhere up the top of that list is their flag. On the side, you've got a black stripe with the Southern Cross. The rest is coloured ochre. And on top of that sits a highly stylized version of the Territory's floral emblem. And perhaps the most remarkable thing about the NT flag is what's missing, the Union Jack. So it's both well-designed and really progressive. But don't just take it from me.
Hi, I'm Ralph Kelly. I'm a vexillologist.
One more time in English, please, Ralph.
I am an expert on flags.
Ah, and you're a big fan of the Territory flag?
You have to give it 10 out of 10. It ticks all the boxes. It's got design simplicity. It's balanced. It works when the flag is flown and when it's used on printed sheets or the screen. It's only got three colours. It's got that individual distinctiveness. And it works.
It works?
Territorians just have a strong interest in the flag. Flying it, wearing it on the lapel of their shirt, wherever it's appropriate to show pride in the territory, there's the flag. And that's the ultimate test of a good flag design.
Yes, citizens of every other Australian state with your boring colonial designs, Territorians love their flag. So let's meet the man who designed it.
Robert?
Jack, nice to meet you. Come on in.
Thank you.
Let's have a talk about the Northern Territory.
He doesn't live in Arnhem Land or Yundamu, but way down south in Victoria. His name is Robert Ingpen, and he created the flag back in 1978 as the Territory was getting ready for self-government.
I wasn't given a brief, except that it was implied that the Northern Territory would get something different.
And his centrepiece was a play on the Territory's floral emblem.
That was emerging from the notion that if the Canadians can do it with the maple leaf, surely we can do something with a Sturt Desert Rose.
And like the Canadian flag, it is elegant in its simplicity.
And why is simplicity so good in a flag?
Well, because it allows the imagination to take over and emotion to take over. If you overcomplicate things, you can cut off space for people's imagination.
His design was a hit, and it was helped by a couple of recent events. The Aboriginal flag had just been hoisted for the first time. And then came Cyclone Tracy.
But I'm not crying for me, I'm just crying for the Arwen.
The Arwen, just bombs had hit the place. I'm sure bombs couldn't do any more wreckage. And we drove round and, you know, I said afterwards that we were better off than others outside because there was just nothing. They've just lost everything. I didn't think any of us would be here in the morning. I honestly didn't.
Darwin was wiped out, and the new flag was almost seen as part of the rebuilding effort.
People started to resettle, knowing that what was being built there now was going to probably last and make life more suitable to them.
They've just got to pioneer again and start from scratch.
We're in here for the long term. This contributes to a longer plan.
So, what to do about the Australian flag?
Yeah, it is boring. And the last thing that Australia wants to be is boring, because it doesn't have any qualifications to be boring. But we are making it boring by not progressing. with those things that can draw communities together and draw them together with pride.
The lessons learnt from the Northern Territory flag is that they just picked two elements.
Less is more.
And they made them uniquely the Territorian.
This story, written and produced by Jack Kerr, with sound design from John Jacobs, is from Territoriana, our series on the history of the Northern Territory, as told through Top End Kitsch. I'm Sherry DeLeese. For more storytelling with a twist, subscribe to the Radiotonic podcast or download the ABC Radio app.